Grace to all of you and peace from God our Father, our Lord, and our Savior Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit who is active here in our midst this morning. Amen. It amazes me when listening to the news how many times what is going on today in our lives is just a repetition of what happened 2,000 years ago that I'm reading in the Bible. It's the same basic issues, but the details just change a little bit. If you just change a few of those details, the Bible could be talking about exactly what is going on right now in our country or in our state or even in our town. So in my prayer time this week, God encouraged me to change sermon topics. Now, from my experience, even if I am excited to speak on a particular topic, if I sense that God wants me to say something else, I had better listen. I think what sort of started all this was throughout the week, I had been hearing about how others about how our governor lifted the restrictions on wearing masks in businesses. Of course, I didn't really want to talk about that. But God made it clear to me that I need to talk about something, but it wasn't actually supposed to be about masks. Whether to wear a mask or not wear a mask is just a detail of a much bigger illustration or discussion about freedom and love. A discussion that Christians have been having for centuries. When St. Paul wrote his first letter to the Corinthians and his letter to the Romans, the issue wasn't about whether to wear a mask or not. The issue was about whether to eat meat sacrificed to idols or not. Paul argued that in Romans that eating meat was a disputable topic, meaning it didn't affect your salvation at all. There wasn't any clear command to do it or not to do it. But the discussion became quite heated among Christians. Some Christians argued that eating meat wasn't going to hurt anybody. There was only one true God, after all, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and so they were free to eat it or not to eat it. But some other Christians, well, they disagreed. They didn't feel comfortable eating meat sacrificed to an idol, and since that was the only meat that was available, they completely abstained from meat eating because they felt that they were not only protecting themselves, but they were also witnessing in a positive way to other people. And of course, those who ate the meat felt judged by those who didn't, and those who didn't feel comfortable eating the meat felt judged by those who did it. Imagine Christians judging each other and disagreeing on a topic that doesn't really have anything to do with salvation. Inconceivable. And yet, it really reminded me a lot of what's going on today. Paul argued that Christians were free. Free to eat meat if they wanted to. It didn't matter whether it was sacrificed to an idol or not. God would protect them. And this is one of the arguments that Christians use today for why they don't really want to wear a mask. God will protect them from any virus that might be floating around in the air. But in Paul's time, the problem was that other Christians felt very uncomfortable with the practice. And so it divided the congregation. In the same way today, many Christians don't feel comfortable coming to in-person church, for instance, if they're around a bunch of people who aren't wearing masks. Of course, they also believe that God loves and protects them, but the point is that science shows that Christians are just as likely as non-Christians to get sick from viruses. So why test God or risk infecting others with a life-threatening disease? So we have a dilemma today, just like they did back then. We know that we're free to do what we want, but we have a responsibility to love and care for other people. This is when God led me to the Bible for guidance. In my prayer time, I wrote it all down on my phone. We're going to start with Romans chapter 14. It says, "Accept the one whose faith is weak without quarreling over disputable matters. One person's faith allows them to eat anything, but another, whose faith is weak, eats only vegetables." Now, in our time, we could just replace the words eat anything with wear a mask or don't wear a mask. So it would say one person's faith allows them to not wear a mask, to church, for example, but another, whose faith is weak, always wears masks to church. No, but of course that feels rude to say, I think. Nobody wants to have a weak faith, after all. Having a weak faith sounds like something we don't want to encourage. But you misunderstand the point if you hear this as a negative description of faith. Having a weak faith doesn't mean not a good enough faith or a subpar faith. A child might be considered to have a weak faith. And yet Jesus calls each one of us to have faith like a little child. So we miss the point if we hear those words, weak faith, and we start judging one another for what kind of faith we have. Paul specifically says the one who eats everything must not treat with contempt the one who does, and the one who does not eat everything must not judge the one who does, for God has accepted them both. Who are you to judge someone else's servant? Let us stop passing judgment on one another. So in other words, if Paul were around today and writing a letter, I have no doubt that he would say that we have the freedom to wear a mask to church or not wear a mask to church, and we shouldn't fight about it, and we shouldn't judge one another for it. That's one of the reasons why here at Emmanuel we have never made masks mandatory, because we never wanted to send somebody home because they wanted to worship God in a different way than other people. But that is not where Paul's argument ends. After he talks about our freedom, he begins talking about love. He says, if your brother or sister is distressed because of what you eat, you are no longer acting in love. Do not by your eating destroy someone for whom Christ died. Let us therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace and to mutual edification. Do not destroy the work of God for the sake of food. All food is clean, but it is wrong for a person to eat anything that causes someone else to stumble. It is better not to eat meat or drink wine or to do anything else that will cause your brother or sister to fall. In other words, Paul is saying that a Christian is free to eat meat sacrificed to idols or not. However, because so many Christians were upset by it, Paul argued that he would stop eating meat completely to love and support his brothers and sisters in Christ, because his community mattered more to him than his personal preferences. Because Paul was free to do whatever he wanted, he used his freedom to love others. Imagine again now if we replace this conversation about food with a different detail about masks. If your brother or sister is distressed because you are not wearing a mask, you're no longer acting in love. It is better to wear a mask than to cause your brother or sister to fall. My point here is whether we are allowed to wear a mask by our governor or our church council really isn't the point at all. God says that we're free to do whatever we want. However, because we want to live at peace with other people and make one another feel comfortable worshiping in person and safe, we encourage people to wear a mask, or else people just won't feel safe when they're worshiping in person. And of course, you may not agree with whether wearing a mask even helps. I get it, but we aren't called to judge one another. We're called to love one another. In fact, as Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, we should have equal concern for one another. If one part of the church, the body of Christ, is suffering, every part is suffering with it. And right now, people don't feel completely safe coming to church in person. I can't make anyone feel safe, and neither can you. However, we can do everything in our power for at least an hour a week to help them feel safer by wearing masks. Not because we're going to be required to by anyone. We're still not going to make it mandatory. But because we love every member of our congregation, and we're called by to love every single person who walks through our doors, and we want them to know it. You see, I have struggled over the past year, because it's been almost an entire year, I've struggled with whether to encourage people to come to church in person during the pandemic. I mean, we aren't supposed to gather inside or in crowds, according to CDC guidelines. And because we're singing at church, that makes it even more questionable. However, as I was praying about this, again this last week, God made it very clear to me when I asked for guidance. He said, of course, encourage people to come to church in person and encourage people to wear masks as well when they come to church. Church isn't mandatory, and neither is wearing a mask, but encourage people to do both. Why? I asked him. Because I said so, he said. What he seemed to be implying here is that he'd already commanded these things, and I knew it. He says, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Now, we can do that at home or in person, of course. But in Hebrews, he also says, do not give up meeting together as others are in the habit of doing, but encourage one another all the more, especially as the day approaches. So he commands us not only to make the Sabbath day, to make a special day for God, but also to worship together. And he also commanded us to love our neighbor as ourselves. He says, also take up your cross and follow me. Now, a mask may not be a form of torture like the cross was back in Jesus' day, but it certainly isn't fun to wear, even if it is for only an hour on Sundays. But the point is, if wearing a mask makes others feel loved and cared for in the church, we want to do everything in our power to make it clear that we're going to wear a mask for them, for their sake. Again, please remember that this message isn't actually about masks at all. Just like the issue back in Paul's day wasn't really about meat. It was about freedom and love. We are free as Christians to do so many things, but that doesn't mean everything is beneficial for our community. We are free, but we also have a responsibility to love one another. I know that some of you don't like wearing masks. I'm going to encourage you to wear one anyway. And I know that some of you don't like the idea of worshiping in person at church. I'm going to encourage you to do it anyway. Like I was telling our secretary, Amy, this last week, apparently God doesn't want me to play sides. He wants me to upset everyone. Or perhaps that's because doing things God's way is the only way to bring our community back together. Because Jesus calls us to use our freedom to love one another and to worship and gather as a community once again. Amen.